Bill 1187, an act to revise the time period for adjusting property tax levies for the purpose of maintaining the state's percentage of aid to general and special education.
House Bill 1187, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hange.
If members of the Senate, if you would like, there's a sheet that's being passed out now that has an example of how this affects state aid in South Dakota. State aid in South Dakota, the formula is actually fairly easy, but the details, the mathematical details can get a little complicated. But basically, it's the state aid equals the local need minus the local effort. When the new state aid formula was adopted in 1995, it was understood that if statewide property values outpaced statewide local need, the state would reap the benefits, as the increasing local property taxes would supplant state aid dollars. At that time, we had the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment, and it still continues to be called that to this day. That provision essentially says that the state has to maintain its share of the state aid formula as a percentage of statewide local need. Specifically, 13-1372 requires that the levies be adjusted downward. That's when, as a matter of fact, the bill that we just deferred, if you look at that, every year we reset those levies for the local level. And that's how we calculate and control the state aid, the local effort. Local effort is matched by the percentage increase in state aid. This guarantees that from year to year, the state will maintain its effort as expressed as a percentage of the total statewide local need. So what this bill seeks to do is to remedy a problem with the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment. And the problem is that because property taxes are based on calendar year, reducing levies can only affect half of the first fiscal year. And the local effort of these levies is realized two fiscal years out. The state's percentage can inadvertently be raised above the intended percentage. And there are examples on that sheet on 1187, so you have a good grasp of how that would work. This does have the net effect of having the, rather than the state pick up an additional percentage in certain years, the locals share in that. And then the if you were to ever have the reverse take place, the state would actually pick up a little bit additional. So it's basically to smooth it and to keep the levies from going up and down like a yo-yo from year to year. That's really the basic idea behind the bill. They've always really done it basically this way, but now DECA is doing the calculations, and they felt they really needed to have this so they could keep those levies smoother. I would encourage your support and answer any questions if I could.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Well, I think that Senator Hange's given you a good analysis of this particular bill. But on the other hand, I see this as a tool to allow for additional revenue from the state to education in the state of South Dakota. Quite frankly, it comes down to an issue of when values grow by 4% and the local need only grows by 2%, without changing this, the state's percentage becomes a little larger and the local levels a percentage or effort becomes a little smaller. And to be real honest with you, I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind if we took everything out of this bill except maybe Section 3, which addresses the state aid to special education and what the qualifier for special education would be, which is $1.30 minimum. You know, and Senator Hange said, yeah, this could go the other way, and it could adversely impact the local levels, and it could increase their dedication to education by 51-52%, maybe 53%. But as you question the people within the Department of Education, I don't think they're so concerned about the local effort going up as they are the state's effort going up in this particular situation. They're concerned that the state's effort might go to 51, 52, 56%. And I really see nothing wrong with that. I mean, the Constitution calls for the state of South Dakota to provide public education in the state, but we've not set a percentage on what that that level of support by the state should be. So, you know, in essence, if this is going to allow the state's effort to grow, then I think maybe we ought to kill the bill and let the state's effort grow in relationship to their part of funding at the local level. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I would urge you to resist passage of 1187.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1187. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Ketzel? No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
No.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whitey? Senator Valesky?
Aye.
Valesky, aye. Madam President, ayes 23, 11, nays 11, excused 1.
House Bill 1187 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.